Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get the best of 2021 message series. But first, here's Dr. Graham's message. Go tell it on the mountain.
Take your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This is the spirit of Christmas. We have been talking about the ministry of the dear Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of Christmas. Now, I just wonder how many of you are experiencing not a spirit-filled Christmas, but a stress-filled Christmas. Well, apparently a lot of people, it's a stress-filled Christmas. In fact, one poll found the following. 88% of people feel stressed during the holidays. 56% of people bite their lip with family members during the holidays. The top three topics avoided with family members during the holidays are politics, personal matters, and religion. Oh, by the way, those are three very important topics, but maybe not dinner at Christmas. Or the average couple has seven arguments during the holidays. That's called the fight before Christmas. The top five holiday arguments. Any guess as to what the top five holiday arguments would be? Where to go? How much money to spend? Which family to be with and which family to be without, who cleans up, and who will do the cooking. 85% of people overeat during the holidays. Can I get a witness? Add to that, along with our weight, 42% of people unbutton their pants after a holiday meal. Well, it's our prayer, and it's certainly God's promise to the believer that you experience not a stress-filled, but a spirit-filled Christmas. He is our Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for us. His love is for each one of us, and God is in us. And this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came at Bethlehem. The Father sent the Son to Bethlehem. And he also sends you and me to the world. As Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so do I send you. And this is the work and the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Verse 8 of chapter 1, from a mountaintop, he gave these words to his disciples and his followers for all generations. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end, literally, to the extremities of the earth. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. In fact, he guided those disciples to wait in the city of Jerusalem until the Spirit descended, and then to go. And five times in the New Testament, in the Gospels, in the book of Acts, Jesus gave his church our marching orders. Our commander-in-chief has told us exactly what we're to be doing, and that is to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, and to baptize believers in Christ, and then to teach them, disciple them in the Word of God and how we ought to live our lives. We're calling this message, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Jesus spoke these words from a mountain, and we are to go to every mountain and every valley, everywhere, proclaiming that Christ is born, that he lived, he died, he rose again, he ascended, and he's coming again. This is our message from the mountaintop. Jesus began with his birth and life, what he did on the cross, when he rose from the dead, he began a worldwide revolution. a Jesus movement, a Jesus revolution. This became the mission of his people. And from a small band of believers, just a few on that mountain so many years ago, from just a few in Bethlehem when Christ was born, to a mountain outside of Jerusalem, now the whole world is hearing the message of the gospel of Christ. Did you know that in a world of 6 billion people, 2.5 billion people profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And when the Holy Spirit came upon his people, he infused them with spiritual power. The word is dunamis. We get our word dynamite or dynamo from that word. It's more than an explosion. It is a nuclear reaction to the power of the Holy Spirit who is in us. And as a result, think about it. From a small baby born in Bethlehem to a Savior who grew up in an out-of-the-way place named Nazareth, to a small country in the Middle East, and then to the entire world, across Europe, across the African continent, and then to the Western Hemisphere in America. And it has been an incredible thing to experience in our own generation the spread of the gospel and the opportunities that we have to see what Jesus promised and what Jesus commanded fulfilled in our own eyes. Let's talk for a few moments about the subject of our witness. You will be witnesses unto me. In case you're wondering, what am I supposed to say when I tell people about Jesus? Just start with what Jesus has done in your own life. Start there. Because a witness is someone who simply tells what he's seen, heard, experienced. And if you have seen, heard, and experienced Jesus in your life, the life-changing power of Jesus in your life, then like the apostles in the book of Acts, you will say, we cannot help but speak of those things which we have seen and heard. And what we have seen and heard is Jesus Christ in our lives. It is the gospel. It's the same message the angels announced on the hillsides of Bethlehem when the glory of God appeared and they said, peace on earth to all men. The message of the gospel is for the entire world. Good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, that God has become one of us. The theological term, of course, is incarnation. God in the flesh, deity in humanity. And when God became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, lived a pure and sinless life, he gave himself on the cross, rose again. This is the gospel. That we have sinned and broken God's commandments, we are broken upon them, we live in a broken world. Never seeing so much brokenness as we're seeing in our contemporary culture. We live in a broken world, broken by sin, but Jesus came to be the Savior. There's hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? And he is the subject of our witness. Just point people to Jesus. Why did the Holy Spirit come? Not to introduce himself to us, but to introduce Jesus to us and to the world. Jesus said, "The Spirit will testify of me." Any movement that has the Holy Spirit leading the parade is not a Jesus movement. The Holy Spirit introduces people to Jesus Christ. In fact, I like Bill Bright's definition of witnessing. He said, witnessing is sharing Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. So it is the work of the Holy Spirit within us to empower our witness that we would tell people about Jesus. And if you are a Spirit-filled Christian, are you listening? If you are a Spirit-filled Christian, you will be telling people about Jesus. I'm going to let that just lay there for a second. If you are full of the Spirit And every believer, remember, every believer is commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we are, we will be telling people about Jesus. We don't all do it the same way. You can't do it like I do it, and vice versa. But we all can tell people what Christ has done for us, how he has changed our heart. It's as simple as a testimony and the truth of who Jesus is. Christianity is Christ. This good news is too good to keep, right? The good news is too good to keep. And if simple shepherds could run, as the old King James said, they made haste. If they could run with the message of the good news that Christ is born, then we are to run with that message as well. The subject of our witness is Jesus.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Go Tell It on the Mountain. We hope you're enjoying today's message, and we're excited to share that for a limited time, your gift to PowerPoint will be doubled, up to $150,000, thanks to a generous matching grant. To say thanks for your gift today, we'll send you the most popular and encouraging messages from this past year, together in one collection called The Best of 2021. So call now to have your gift doubled by the match and request The Best of 2021 as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message. Go tell it on the mountain.
Or the strength of our witness is the Holy Spirit. Because we may say, I can't do this, but God says, yes, you can. My Spirit will embolden you. You need courage? The Holy Spirit will give you courage. The Holy Spirit will give you love for people, and ultimately it's a burden for lost people that propels us and compels us to share the love of Christ. The Holy Spirit, His love is shed abroad in our hearts, poured out in our hearts. You need love, you need courage, you need boldness. You need character. The Holy Spirit produces the character of Christ in us, of love and joy and peace, the fruit of the Spirit. And the filling of the Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit then call us to the telling of the gospel. Go tell it on the mountain. After the Holy Spirit has come upon you, He said, you will be endowed with power. And the Holy Spirit infilled those Christians and indeed propelled them with the gospel. And they turned the world upside down. Jesus said, go into all the world. They didn't even know most of the world existed. They'd barely been out of their hometown. And yet Jesus said, you will be full of the Spirit and you're going to take this message to the ends of the earth. There's an impossible task. There's so much of the impossible in the message of Christian faith, isn't there? Supernatural. It's a supernatural birth. That Jesus was born of a virgin. And it's a supernatural resurrection. That Christ was resurrection, reborn out of the grave. And then that the gospel would be carried around the world from just a few at first, but ignited by the Holy Spirit. When on the day of Pentecost the Spirit descended, it appeared that these disciples, 120 of them gathered in an upper room, became like human candles. The fire of God rested upon them, and that fire spread from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the extremities, to the ends of the earth. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the strength of our lives. every spiritual gift that we have been given is in order that we might be enabled to take the gospel to our neighbors and to the world. And did you know, for the most part, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been spread to the world through lay people, not the professionals, but through people like you, lay people in the church who have taken this message of the gospel of Christ. I have a quote, Kenneth Latourette, who is an historian. He said, "The chief agents in the expansion of Christianity appear not to have been those who made it a profession or a major part of their occupation, but men and women who earned their livelihood in some purely secular manner and spoke of their faith to those whom they met in this natural fashion." This is what we do. Churches that are alive are empowered with the Spirit that we may be witnesses to the world, and that is you. Whatever you do is your platform to share the gospel. If you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. One of the problems is churches is that too many people have said, "Let the preachers do it." Well, the preachers aren't getting it done for the most part. I'll tell you who's getting it done. Spirit-filled Christians like you, who take seriously the call and the command of Jesus to go into all the world and share the gospel of Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? The evidence is you're sharing Christ in a normal, natural way in the daily traffic pattern of your life. God empowered you to spread the good news, and the Holy Spirit will be the witness within you. He'll give you the words to say. He'll give you open doors of opportunity to share the gospel if you will pray and ask Him. D.L. Moody said, "There's not a better evangelist in the world than the Holy Spirit." Not a better evangelist in the world than the Holy Spirit. And do you know that there are people in your life, people that you know, God, the Holy Spirit, is opening their hearts to the gospel. And God wants you to be there to share this good news with them. The strength of our witness is the Holy Spirit. And finally, the strategy of our witness. The scope of our witness. The strategy is clear. Jesus said, "Begin in Jerusalem, then to Judea, Samaria, the outer regions, cross cultural barriers and boundaries, and then to the ends of the earth, to your neighbors, as we say, and to the nation, and to the nations." This is God's strategy, and this is our strategy as a church. To start with our Jerusalem. And of course, our Jerusalem is right here where we live. So many people are searching for answers in their lives. They need Jesus. God has brought the world to our doorstep. So this is our Jerusalem. There's never been a better time to preach the gospel of Jesus than right now. Right now. So we to take the gospel to the world, and then our Judea and Samaria. Here's the strategy. Not only our own world, Jerusalem right here, our own neighbors. We've all got neighbors and friends and family members who need Christ. The neighbor next door. You're going to be with family members at this Christmas season. Many do not know Christ. It's probably not a good thing to discuss politics or religion at the dinner table over Christmas, but you better tell your family member and friends about Jesus. Read the Christmas story. Talk about Jesus. Let people know who He is in your family before they walk out your door. So we have opportunities all around us. The rapid growth of our population, our neighbors. But then I believe Samaria and Judea represent crossing cultural and racial barriers with the gospel. The Samaritans were hated by the Jews and vice versa. But Jesus said, take this gospel from Jerusalem, the center of Judaism, and to Samaria, who practice another religion, the Samaritans, and were considered half-breeds by the Jewish people. There was so much racial prejudice in that era as there is today. And Jesus said, take this message across the barriers, across the boundaries. That takes compassion, that takes some courage, that takes some creativity, that takes some consistency, staying with it. So many hurting people, so many people ravaged by mental and emotional struggles in this era, drug addiction and alcohol addiction. I mean, that's crossing the barriers. Churches are not holy huddles, self-righteous, spiritual country clubs. We're to cross over. And when we cross over, take the cross over and tell them about Jesus. So we're called to do that. And then to the ends of the earth, to the uttermost parts of the earth, to march off the map. Every one of us can pray. We all can give. We all can go to some extent. And we can all send others to go. You are the Jesus movement. You're the worldwide witness of the gospel of Christ. You are the light of the world. You don't put a light, a candle under a bushel. You set it out on a hill. You put it on a mountain. Even if it's a little hill. And you let your light shine. There's an old missionary motto that said, the light that shines the farthest shines brightest at home. Let's keep shining. Let's keep praying. Let's keep giving. Let's keep growing. Let our light shine bright. You know, a fire cannot spread unless it's bright and hot in the middle. Right? A fire burns out. That's what happens to so many of these churches that are burned out. They lost the fire at the heart, at the center. God, help us, church, to never lose the fire. May the Holy Spirit of God emblazon and embolden us to go tell it on the mountain and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born and He is Lord.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Go Tell It on the Mountain. As we prepare to step into our 28th year of ministry, generous partners like you are enabling PowerPoint to harness technology to take the gospel into closed countries and hard-to-reach regions. But in order to seize every opportunity God sends our way, your support is vital. That's why we're excited to share that some generous friends have offered to double your gift this month up to $150,000. To say thanks for your gift, we'll send you the best of 2021, a CD collection featuring 10 popular messages from this past year. So call now to have your gift doubled by the match and request the best of 2021 as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Scott, we're living in a time which has often been described as a postmodern era, where people believe there are no absolutes and no right and no wrong. And there are many false religions which claim to be the way. And as Christians, we too often reflect that same kind of thinking in our own lives. Yet we're called to live a life that is based absolutely upon the truth of God's Word. We're to be different than the world. Too many times, Scott, our lives do not match up with our Christian faith.
I want to take time today to remind us all what authentic Christian living really looks like. It has an amazing effect on people around us when we truly walk in love, when we walk in the light of Jesus Christ, when we reflect the love of God in our lives. It's going to impact, it's going to influence everyone around us, starting with our families, our spouses, that most important relationship with husbands and wives. How important it is to live that Christian life starting in our homes, that we exhibit godly companionship and godly character in a relationship at home. And then obviously with our children. Our children are looking, they're watching, and often when we don't even think about it. I know my own children have reflected back on times that I didn't even realize they were watching. I didn't even think that they were paying attention. But now years later, they're still talking about that little event, that small conversation or that action that impacted their lives. You never know when your children are watching. So many kids, they see their parents at church acting one way and behaving in one manner in front of their friends outside. But then when they get home, it's a totally different story. And that's why so many kids are struggling with their Christian faith, because they haven't seen it lived out authentically in their homes. And then at work, I mean, people at work sitting in the cubicle next to you or at the desk across the hall, people know that you go to church. They know that you profess your faith in Christ. And if they know that, does your walk and your talk match? I mean, do people really know that not only do you say that you're a believer, but that you are a believer? That's what authentic Christian living is. Our witness is dependent not only upon our words, but how we live our lives. How we use our resources, our time, our talents, our money is a reflection of what we really believe and how we intend to live our Christian lives. That's authentic Christian living, when we're able to put our money, if you will, where our mouth is, and to give and to invest in the kingdom of God. So when you give your life to Jesus Christ, that means allowing Him to be the Lord of your life. And that takes care of every compartment and every section of our lives, that we are devoted and dedicated to Him. We're not to live our lives in compartments or sections, but we're to live our lives centered in Jesus Christ with everything under the lordship of His presence.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, your gift will be doubled, and we'll send you the Best of 2021 message series as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can live confidently under the favor of God. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.